And top story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, tonight, the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, is on a collision course with government as it rejects government's proposed import licensing regime. Now, under the newly proposed Ghana Shippers Authority Act 2024, importers and shipping service providers will be required to register with the Ghana Shippers Authority and submit shipment notices, a move seen by the traders as burdensome and unnecessary. The act also reinstates the advanced shipment information system, which had previously been resisted and withdrawn after a pushback from the business community. Dr. Joseph Obeng, president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, argues that a government failed to consult key stakeholders before parliament passed the act. They argue urging President Akufo-Addo not to assent to the controversial Ghana Shippers Authority Act, and they are saying that this move is just a money-making venture. Listen.
They even told us, when we raised these issues, they told us that it's the Attorney General that advised them to put the withdrawal, cancellation, and then the punitive measures into this act. What are they telling us? So they just told us. And then they said that they are going to rectify it with the ally. In any case, if you are going to help me to facilitate my trade, do you have to give me punishment that I will go into prison? If your duty is to facilitate my trade, to make my trade worthwhile, as they are portraying, do you have to put punitive? It's for their own interest. It's about the internal generation of funds and all that. Mm. And then they will do this and they charge us fees for documents. But in any case, these documents are always brought in advance to ICANS, to Ghana Customs.
Right.
So what do they need these documents for? Are they the clearing agents? They are not clearing agents. Neither are they customs or DRE. They don't have any operational issue with our documents. So they are just seeking these documents just to get some monies and all that from us.
But there was some kind of consultation. There was some kind of consultation.
No. I've been in this for so many years, so you should understand, you should trust me. Mm. Even before the new chief executive came, I said what we have done and that we sat through was the charges, the free charges. Mm. That the shipping lines charging some of them illegitimate and all. We sat through for more than a year and put the report to the Minister of Transport to deal with it, and also to get some powers for the Ghana Shippers Authority so that they can deal with those illegitimate charges.
All right.
These were the things that we are contending with. We never discussed any registration. We never discussed any advancement documents being given to them. And in any case, if we were involved, why were they avoiding us to have a look at the draft? Mm. Until after the bill is passed or the act is passed, before they give to us. There's some kind of deception here. And it's not fair. Nobody is going to succumb to this law that we have to be given a permit or license through a disguise on in registration. In any case, the first one that they said it was there. They didn't have cancellation, they have withdrawal, they didn't have all these punitive things in there. Because that's what they told us. That is the Attorney General that even advised them to add those things to make it fair.
Right.
But when you do that, it means that you are punishing us. That you are creating another layer of frustration. That when I'm going to import, I have to come to Shippers Authority, apply, give me license, and then if you don't want to give me, if you don't approve, and then somebody will be delaying me and all that. Trade facilitation is time and cost of doing business.
Right.
And all of these things shouldn't be hindered. None of these things should be impeded. And this, with this action, we are going to impede the trade facilitation processes. And it's not going to order well for us. And they are saying that they are doing this to help us so that we don't pay demurrages. And if you're helping me, do you have to punish me if I decide not to register for my own good.
Dr. Obin,
do you have to punish me? And then you say that I will be sent imprisoned.
So that is the Ghana Union of Traders Association president, Dr. Joseph Obeng. But another traders group, that's the traders advocacy group, Ghana, agrees with the new act. My colleague Papa Niashele is in studio with me with a statement that they have released a while ago. Papa, what does this statement say?
Well, they say that they are receiving the news from Guta with shock, even though they don't mention Guta specifically. But it says that we have received with great surprise the news that some stakeholders have called on the President of Ghana, His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, not to assent to the Ghana Shippers Authority law, which was passed recently. TAG is surprised about claims of other stakeholders because the Ghana Shippers Authority started engaging stakeholders the day after the law was passed and has continued its dialogue on how the law will be implemented to make an attractive and competitive trading destination. It continues to say that, as stated in some paragraph, that the Traders Advocacy Group Ghana believes the GSA's statement to ensure that the legislative instrument, which will give effect to the spirit and letter of the law, will take all the feedback from the business community into consideration. Finally, he talks about the fact that TAG would like the general public to know that a new law is in the interest of the multiple stakeholders of the shipping and logistics center, and any attempt to stifle it would only be in the interest of a few who may not necessarily have the interest of traders at heart. So, Brace, exactly, you get a counter argument from this particular group saying that, well, they disagree with the call for the president not to assent to that particular law.
And this is coming from a trader advocacy group, Ghana. This is Top Story here on Joy 99.7 FM. So this top story is brought to you always by Telecel, Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray, and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Let me bring in Guta President Dr. Joseph Obeng again. He's joining us on the phone lines now. I'm grateful to you, Dr. Obeng, for joining. Now, the Ghana Shippers Authority has explained that the new LI, which will operationalize the law, will provide better clarity on the provisions that seem inhibitive to the carrying on of profitable commercial shipping business in Ghana. Now, they say that every effort is being made to ensure that Ghana remains well aligned to global standards of shipping and is thus a competitive route for international trade. What about this is wrong that you are fighting against?
It's going to clear all gray areas. The fact that we are not going to have anything like permits, license, or what. And if the LI can do it, because my understanding is that the act supersedes that of the LI. And that if we have any clarity, then why don't we revise the act so that we don't have any problem in future? That's what we have done. While the president having assented, I signed the document, then of course we have every reason to amend the act to suit the purpose, rather than say that we are going to use the LI to ratify, so that any time that somebody wants to enforce strictly the act, the person can still go and enforce it. Because the act is superior to the LI. I hope you understand.
So your issue
and all that. And that's why we want this critical issue to be solved.
Your contention has to do with the seeming licensing nature of it. Is that your contention, that you are against the seeming licensing regime that this introduces?
Yeah, but why should they do anything like that? Because if you want to register, it's about a matter of registering. But you don't go ahead and say that you have the right to revoke the registration, you have the right to cancel and all that. It means that then it's a license.
If it is a license, why don't you call it a license?
But there are
the punishment that goes with it. That's why if somebody brings goods without the registration, one have to bear a cost of a fund.
But Doc, there are conditions that will come with this. They will just not get up to say they are revoking your license or not. So unless, of course, you go foul of the law, that's when they can act. So why is that a challenge?
Meaning of a permit. That's the meaning of a license. And so that's what I'm also talking about. That if you are going to import your goods, then you have to go and then you be allowed and be approved of a registration. And then the approval then make it a permit. You understand?
Mm.
And so if it is just registration for data purposes and all that, we do that with other agencies, and that does not call for any problem. And so there's clear need to amend some of the things that they put. In fact, when I met with them, I said that the first three portions of the registration, I didn't have problem with that. But the subsequent ones all make it seem like a permit or a license, which is not going to be allowed. And then the punishment that goes with it, that if somebody imports goods without the registration and the person bring the goods, once you default that, you are going to be fined or face imprisonment. That is not fair to the business community, and it shouldn't be allowed to come. Whatever it is, the act, we wanted the act to come so that we can rectify some of the problems and anomalies that goes on with the shipping lines and all that. We should firm those areas and then make sure that the shipper is being protected and all that.
But doesn't the act do all of the things that you were looking for?
Punitive things and all that make it
Dr. Obin, if you can hear me, I'm trying to find out from you. You said you wanted the act to solve certain challenges which exist in the system. I'm asking, doesn't this act, you know, answer all of these challenges that you were looking out for?
No, it doesn't. In fact, they have made it worse, because now it's going to create another layer of cost of doing business. It's going to add another frustration of doing business. Already, we are started with so many items that we deal with for clearing. So if we put another layer, then it's impeding on the trade facilitation. And that's what we are talking about. And most of the information that they are seeking, if they want it from ICAMS, they can get it from ICAMS. Then one have to send these documents also again to Ghana Shipping Authority. It is not fair. It put in so many layers of doing business.
Okay.
And that's what we are talking about.
Okay, Doc. Grateful. Stay with me. Let me bring in Kwabena Ofosu-Appiah. He is a past president, Ghana International Freight Forwarders. Mr. Appiah, I'm grateful for joining. Is this bill something that will inure to the benefit of freight forwarders?
Good evening, my brother. I think that there is a background to this. I'm not going to take too much time to lay the background. You know, all the shipping service providers and the shippers that have been mentioned here, one way or the other, have a certain law taken care of how they are admitted into the process. For we, the Customs House agents, what admits us into the space is Customs Act 2015, Act 891. And it has all the regulatory and admitting processes in there, the sanctions thereof when you go against it. Okay? Now, the Shippers Authority, we are not saying that everything that the Shippers Authority Act purports to bring in is bad, okay? But there's a lot of bad faith that has been shown by even the process. If you read, I just had one of your colleagues reading the letter ostensibly from the Traders Association of Ghana, TAG, and one line that you just read says that after the act has been passed, they sort of interface with that. Who does that? Who does that? And then you tell us that whatever inhibitions that we are having against the act, you are going to come up with a certain regulation, at which point you will have a sit up at a round table to address this. So if the parent has said that if you don't register your shipment, you are liable to a fine or imprisonment or both. You see, sometimes let's treat ourselves with some decorum and some respect. You are telling me that an airline, which is a subsidiary legislation, is going to cancel out the provision in an act? Is that our understanding of what we are being told?
The ally, so the ally, when you are the ally.
As, I mean, we are being treated as dimwits, and that is where that is what makes it so offensive, my brother.
Now, the intention of the advanced shipment notification, for example, the shippers authority say, is to help shippers like yourself in their pre-arrival clearance process at the port to enable speed required to forestall avoidable costs such as demurrage. And I'm sure you've had issues with demurrage over the years. Isn't this in the interest of you, freight forwarders, and all of the people in that value chain?
My brother, see, we are no longer in the 1980s and the 1960s and the 70s. Systems in place today have taken care of all the difficulties that, I mean, who even pays for tracking a shipment today? If you look, this is an importer that has gone to somewhere in Guangzhou, deep down in Guangzhou or Shenzhen or anywhere in the world, and you think that he will go buy commodities and he does not have what it takes to track. If you read Section 38 of the proposed bill, which is in front of the president, all we are trying to do is to arrest the president's signature from assenting to the bill. You see, because we have a lot of opportunity to come back. What do you want us to do with the so-called regulation? We can do it with this act. Okay? Now, the Section 38, if you read 1, 2, and the B part, the II, and all those sections of Section 38, it clearly just portrays one thing, which is advanced shipment information or cargo tracking note, which has been introduced and has suffered rejection all this while. And let me point to you one thing. Have you seen, do you have a copy of the act with you?
Huh?
Do you have a copy? If you have a copy, go to the page 38. I think the one that is available that we are all looking at was actually given to us by an MP, one of our own, Mr. Carlos Ahinkra. So I don't think it's a wrong document that we are referencing here. If you check page 38, which is the third schedule, the one that talks about how the shipper's notification form should look like, it is redacted. So is that what Parliament passed? What are the data points on the shipment notification form that they say is not ASHI or CTN? The third schedule is 100% redacted. It is blocked. There is nothing there. If you look at it, you will see a black solid block. It is not a photocopy glitch.
Okay.
It is blocked out. So what is it that is not being made open to us? You know, it's so painful that we will have to, then it looks like at every point we will have to be having this banter with shipping authority. We have grown with time, we have become friends, we've become like brothers. So when some of these things are done and it looks like somebody would just want to pull a wool over our eyes, then it becomes painful. Then you can see the way Dr. Obin is reacting. It becomes painful. Then his people will ask him, is this because his face has been splashed all over this act that he has accepted it?
Okay, let me bring in Samson Asake Awingobet, who is Executive Secretary for the Importers and Exporters Association, because they agree in principle with this new bill. Samson, grateful for joining us here. What about the bill interests you, and where do you disagree with your colleague who spoke earlier?
Thank you very much. And let me say a very big evening to my colleagues, Dr. Ben on the other line, and then Kobina Okusu appear on the other line. What I must say is that all of us, even in fact, when the bill was drafted at the Ghana, at the Ministry of Transport, and forwarded to the Ghana Shipping Authority to do the engagement before this bill, this document, which is an act now, goes to Parliament. I'm sure Kobna and his team were at the Ghana Supreme Authority. They did the presentation.
Did you see this act that you are referring to now? Have you ever seen it until it was passed?
My institution, I have been advocating that there was a need, or there is a need, for the Ghana Special Authority Payment Act to be amended. Since 2014, I've been saying, and all of us, and government will agree with me, that we realize that no, the shipping lines are unduly taking the vulnerability because there was a lacuna in the Ghana Special Authority Payment Act. Because the current, the previous Payment Act of the Ghana Special Authority did not give the Ghana Special Authority any teeth to bite or to regulate. And that was why when they were smart during Dr. Kofi Mbiata, they got the parliament to introduce what we call the LI-2190. And that was where some of the sections give the Ghana Supreme Authority the power to regulate. Then smartly, the ship owners and agencies ran to court and to say, look, your parent act does not give you the power to regulate. It was just to do advocacy to protect the interests of shippers. But to regulate the shipping industry, the downstream, there was nothing like that. And so we all advocated for. And now if they have they have drafted this bill, and some of your institutions went there to sit down and they did the presentation. In fact, I raised the issue that I wasn't engaged, and I made observation of these areas. It went to Parliament. Parliament approved it. The very day Parliament approved it, I put it on the JCC platform, which is a platform for all of us, and I read a salient point. Again, like my brother, Dr. Ben Lares, are all raising. Then Supreme Court quickly invite. The first committee that was invited was Chamber of Commerce, AGI, and Guta. And I am optimistic. I remember very well that some of the media houses were there on that very fateful day when Guta and AGI and others were there. And they endorsed the act. They said it was the best way to go. When we went the second day, the Friday, myself, my institution, TAC, GIFT, ICHAC, Cuba, we raised issues. And the management were very, very friendly. But before you know, even GIFT were even fighting at that meeting that when they were, when they came and they did the presentation of the bill, they put the GIFT was on the board, on the board.
Okay.
But when the bill went to Parliament, they did not see GIFT, but they rather see AGI and Chamber of Commerce and Guta. And the people, they told they cannot put everybody onto the platform. That's why they put Guta there. So if you have even a rep like Guta, like Dr. Obey, will definitely be there, or he will appoint somebody to go and represent as the business community in that board. And I know this president act, before even it comes to implementation, the board will have to give directives to management, isn't it? Because the management will have to take responsibility directive from the board.
Okay.
And again, the management, the current management, the CEO and his team are saying that their doors are open. So if, just like Governor said, if we are not fighting this thing, then why would we go back to meet with the management or go to the ministries and say this? But rather to push it and say the president should not sign. The major issue of it, this current Payment Act, is for the shipping lines who call in Benin port, who go carry cargo to Togo, who carry cargo to Nigeria, Africa, South Africa, Kenya, and the rest. And they are not charging the people like the way they are charging importers in this country, including terminal shop, terminal operators. MPS, most of the times, transport owners, you see agents crying at MPS.
Samson, I'm grateful to you. Let me. You mentioned Dr. Emmanuel Kofi Mbiah earlier, former CEO, Ghana Shippers Authority. Gratefully, we have him on the line now. Grateful to you for joining. Now, you've heard the concerns by the traders and also by the freight forwarders. What is the actual goal of this new bill that, you know, has become a contention that traders are even asking President not to sign?
The line is really very bad, but I'll try. If I heard you, hello.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, you can hear me. Okay,
clearly.
Yes. Thank you very much, and thank you also to my good friends Fusapia, Dr. Obin, and then Samson Awingobit. I must start first of all to indicate that. Yes, it is quite right that we have a parent act and we have subsidiary legislation. And therefore, the subsidiary legislation would not override a parent act. But having said that, it is important to note that the parent act cannot contain the nitty-gritty and the details that you would want for the purpose of implementation and enforcement. And therefore, when it comes to the issues that relate to the details for implementation and enforcement, you would usually find it in the subsidiary legislation. I think for the commercial shipping industry in Ghana, this must be their finest moment. This must be a defining moment. I hope that they don't miss this opportunity once more. I have been away for some time, but in the period, I have been connected with the industry, and I'm very much aware that there have been numerous complaints from the stakeholders themselves. So it will come to me as a big surprise if we do not take the opportunity that this new bill offers.
What does this bill bring that you're calling on stakeholders to accept?
Yeah, there is no doubt that over the period, there have been no standards by which people have operated in the industry. Some time ago, this was called for, I believe, about 12 years ago. We've gone full circle and we have come back. The point still remains that there is a lot of chaos, especially when it comes to the issue of charges in the port. Guta, freight forwarders, importers and exporters association, all of them have time without number raised these issues. Now, for the first time, they are asking that the shippers authority must have bite, must have teeth. And now that it is given teeth in the act, then we begin to raise issues. Let me clarify a point. I have looked at the issues with respect to registration. The registration is not new. Registration has existed even under what was agreed upon, which was deemed a watered-down version of what was brought before in 2012, LI-2190. So registration exists, and it exists in the same form. And I will not equate registration to licensing. If the law intended to license or to give permit, it would have stated it as such. So I don't think that this can be equated to licensing or to the granting of permits, because of which somebody would not be able to import. When it comes to the nitty-gritty of the legislative instrument, it is then that one can specify the key things that can happen whenever one frowns upon this. If such a person has been convicted for malpractices in shipping, bringing goods into their country and maybe deliberately under-declaring or doing things that are nefarious and not in the interest of the country, and because of which the fellow may have been convicted of a court from a court of competent jurisdiction, then one would expect that such a fellow ought to face some punitive sanctions. It is these same people who have said that the Shipyard Authority, LI, as it currently exists, does not have teeth. It cannot bite.
But the traders are saying that they rejected the advanced shipment information system, for example, and that was withdrawn. Why is it back in this bill?
Let me tell you, you cannot pass a law that pleases everybody. First and foremost, you must note that you can, especially when there are interests, vested interests. There are people who are beneficiaries of an existing and current system. You see, all of us want a situation where we would adopt the WTO and the WCO, World Customs Organization rules, with respect to the usage of transaction values. And if we are to use transaction values, then we must have genuine and reliable invoices. And when you ask that people should bring genuine invoices, then you have created a problem. You know, so we can't get something that pleases everybody. It is important that we streamline. And this act, I believe, does well to streamline what we have been doing so far, so that when the stakeholders come together, and I'm sure they work with the Ghana Shippers Authority, the act provides a broad framework within which the subsidiary legislation would operate. So that broad framework is what I believe the stakeholders must be looking at, because they have been concerned.
Well,
they have been concerned that things have not gone on properly in the past.
But if you're looking at making operations at the port quite easy, why introduce bureaucratic processes? Because this obviously adds a layer of bureaucracy.
You see, this is the era of digitalization. So I cannot see, you know, for the life of me, how one will be talking about layers and layers. You know, all of these things are done with the touch of a button. And one is able to register. Information is fed at the touch of a button. So I don't think that it is, one would say that you are adding an additional layer, another layer. I don't think so. I think it is important that one gathers appropriate information, data. And bear in mind that it is not only our people out there in the private sector who are importing. Remember, government itself is a major importer.
Okay.
Government itself is a major importer.
All right.
And therefore, its interest must also be catered for.
Doc, I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful for joining. Now, Kwabena Ofosu-Appiah, you've listened to Dr. Kofi Mbia there. Satisfied?
Okay. My brother, you see, what is painful is what is being reenacted here. Okay. Now, if you want to do some of these things, you also have to know how to manage change. Change management, it's at the lowest ebb in this arrangement that Dr. Kofi Mbia is espousing over here. Now, how do you present to us a document that talks about you amending A, B, C, D? And then, when we have all accepted that framework to work with, then you come back with another full set of documents all together and call it an act, and then you expect that we will be quiet about it. I mean, it definitely cannot be on. That what when you say that, like I heard Asaki say, that we attended a certain briefing session. The briefing session that he attended, and the law that is before him now, the act that is before him, that is before the president to assent, was it the same set of provisions that were put before him? Now, how will subsidiary legislation correct the force of an act which says that when a trader does not register a commodity that he is bringing in, it is tantamount to A, B, C, D? How would an LI exculpate a trader from that? It's not going to happen. Okay, so let's treat each other fairly. And I mean, once we stop this backward thing, then otherwise it will look like we are the ones who are always opposed to a system that is going to be used to correct that. It